Hello, and welcome to Sekihan. Today, Japan's most famous saver got cancer, said he wished he had spent more, and what that tells us about when savings are actually for. In late July 2026, one of Japan's best-known investors disclosed that he was being treated for two cancers. Hiroto Kiritani is famous in Japan for living almost entirely on shareholder perks while refusing to spend cash. Looking back, he said something that struck a nerve. He slightly regrets not having spent more while he was healthy. Days later, on August 1st, Japan raised the monthly ceilings of its medical cost cap, the system that keeps hospital bills from growing without limit. A famous saver's regret and a revision of the safety net landed in the same week. Here are the three questions for today. First, his assets are reported at around 700 million yen, roughly 4.5 million U.S. dollars. Why did he still feel regret? Second, Japan has one of the world's more protective health insurance systems. Why does the anxiety not go away? And third, when we save, what is the money actually for, and when is it supposed to be used? Let's start with what happened. First, the facts. Prostate cancer was found in early 2026. During tests to see whether it had spread, colorectal cancer was detected as well. The colon was treated first. Surgery in late June removed 40 to 60 centimeters of intestine, and spread to lymph nodes was confirmed. Chemotherapy to prevent recurrence began in late July, scheduled to run for 6 months. Surgery on the prostate was postponed until after that. Here is what he actually said. I slightly regret it. I wish I had set aside my stubbornness and spent more cash on good meals or trips to hot springs. In the same breath, he looked forward, saying he now intends to hold back less, choose his work, and spend a little to enjoy himself. Note what this is not. It is not a story about being unable to afford treatment. It is a bounded regret about the healthy years when he chose not to spend. The other news is the revision of Japan's medical cost cap. Japan's high-cost medical expense benefit sets a monthly ceiling on what a patient pays out of pocket for insured care, varying by age and income. On August 1, 2026, those monthly ceilings were raised. For a patient under 70 in a middle income band, the ceiling moved from about 87,000 yen to about 93,000 yen, an increase of 5,510 yen. The basic structure stays in place. Insured bills cannot climb without limit. A new annual ceiling, running from August through the following July, was created at the same time. Some context, because his lifestyle needs a word of explanation. Kiritani, 76, was a professional player of shogi, Japanese chess, before turning to stock investing. Listed Japanese companies routinely send shareholders vouchers, gift cards, and meal tickets, a practice called shareholder perks, with few equivalents outside Japan. Kiritani built a portfolio large enough that these perks covered most of his daily life, and television made that lifestyle famous. His refusal to spend cash has a specific origin. After his first TV appearance in 2013, viewers called him a liar, and he dug in. His assets are reported at around 700 million yen, though the breakdown has never been published. How protective is Japan's system? A comparison with the United States makes it concrete. Japan reached universal coverage in 1961. Every resident is insured, and one card opens the door to virtually any hospital. And the cost cap acts as the last line of defense. A month with 1 million yen of medical costs leaves an out-of-pocket bill of about 90,000 yen. In the United States, surveys have found roughly 4 in 10 adults carrying debt related to medical or dental care. A design where illness rarely lands directly on the household budget is an invisible premise of life in Japan. This revision has a history. It failed once. The government tried to raise the ceilings in 2025. And shelved the plan after opposition from cancer and rare disease patient groups. In the second round, patient groups sat on the expert committee, and the increase came down from as high as 15% to about 7. Relief for long-term patients was left untouched, and the annual ceiling was added. That package took effect on August 1, 2026. And a second stage is scheduled for August 2027, with larger increases in the higher income bands. One thing matters before we go further. The cap has a defined reach. The ceiling covers insured care only, private room charges, technical fees for advanced treatments, meals and transport all fall outside it. An income loss during treatment belongs to separate programs, like the injury and sickness allowance. Keratani himself at 76 falls under a different calculation for those over 70, and neither his costs nor his coverage has been made public. Now, how Reddit reacted. Today we look at two threads. The first is on r/Japan, reacting to the news that the cost cap ceilings would rise. The mood is mostly frustration about rising burdens, but it splits, with some defending the increase as the price of keeping the system alive. The second thread is from a Canadian retirement community asking a blunt question, do you regret saving too much? The poster, around 70, admits that pensions cover daily life, and that over $1 million Canadian in retirement accounts may never be used. First, the reaction to the size of the increase. Not as bad as I had braced for, one user writes, but this is going to be an every year thing. Small increases, another adds, pile up, even when each one sounds reasonable on its own. Second, attachment to the system itself. Japan's health insurance has been a wonderful system, one comment reads. I just hope this is not the beginning of the end. Others answer that small changes like this are exactly what keeps the system from sinking. And third, the structural view. Fewer people to support the system, and more people who need it. Commenters noted the same squeeze arriving elsewhere. Belgium was cited as considering a similar move. The Canadian retirees split three ways. First, the difficulty of switching. People wired to save usually die without spending it, one writes. After a frugal life, the switch rarely comes. Second, a warning about care costs. Proper care for something like dementia runs $10,000 to $20,000 a month, and the cheap facilities, one commenter warns, are full of abuse. And third, a gentler suggestion. Add a small treat to your withdrawals. A slightly nicer hotel, an appetizer at dinner, small upgrades that, over time, actually draw the balance down. Now for the analysis. The core of Japan's safety net, we would argue, is less the size of the number than its readability, the fact that the worst case can be known in advance. There is a wide gap between the vague dread attached to the word cancer, millions at stake, and an actual insured bill in the 90,000 yen range for a month. The further fear runs ahead of the real figure, the larger the buffer people build. But what is readable is 1 month of insured care. Long treatments stack across months, and uncovered costs and lost income pile on top. A readable ceiling and a light burden are not the same thing. Here is the chain, step by step. It starts with risks of very different shapes, longevity, nursing care, lost income, bundled under one label, retirement anxiety. With no way to put a number on the bundle, fear runs ahead of the real figures. So buffers grow. The share of people setting 20 million yen, about $130,000, as their retirement goal rose from about 31% to nearly 50%. And then the money is never drawn down. By a government analysis, Japanese household assets peak in the early 60s and fall only by the mid-teens of percent, even past age 85. Economists have a name for this behavior: precautionary saving. Next, a note on how his words traveled. What Kiritani expressed was a bounded regret. I slightly regret it, followed immediately by a forward-looking line. What went viral was a harsher sentence, manufactured by aggregator sites for headlines. He did not say it. A mild, specific regret was amplified into a repudiation of his entire life. And one investor's experience cannot establish that Japanese households in general oversave. The perk lifestyle carried him through real hardship after leaving professional shogi, treating it as frugality addiction misreads it. What the right allocation was for him is not something outsiders can decide. There is also a real case on the other side. Cancer treatment often runs long, and the financial hit can come less from the bills than from reduced income as work changes. Working differently, taking time off, keeping the family stable, that freedom comes from assets on hand. Nursing care and longevity, unlike insured medical costs, have no readable ceiling. A thicker buffer there is simply prudent. And systems change. The August revision is itself the proof. So the saving is rational. The problem is that its total size and the timing of spending tend to be left undesigned. So what would a design look like? The idea is to give each risk its own place. A public pension paid for life carries the base of living costs. Costs outside insured care and lost income are covered by savings and private insurance. Nursing care gets its own separate estimate, and the balance you keep purely for peace of mind is allowed to be its own line item. What remains, after every risk has its place, is the budget for the healthy years, for now. Where that line falls depends on age, family, and work. No universal number can be drawn. What can be drawn is the principle. Stop making your buffer and your enjoyment fight over the same wallet. Let's close. Assets reported at around 700 million yen buy a great deal, but not the years when he was healthy. Kiritani's small regret is not a story about failed frugality. It points at something that applies at any asset level. Building money and deciding when to use it are two separate decisions. The takeaway, the skill of building assets and the design of when to spend them are two different decisions. Save against illness or trust the buffer and enjoy today? Knowing the reach of the safety net turns that dilemma into a design problem. How much for each risk and when the rest gets used? The full article has the revision details, the survey data, and the complete Reddit threads, link in the description. Thanks for watching.